Welcome back to Stomp, Chomp, and Learn with Holly, episode 12, The Smallest Friend. The afternoon sun sat warm on Ollie's back, the kind of one that sank all the way through the frill that made your feet feel slow and heavy on the path, the air that smelled like green things and baked and earth, and faintly the creek somewhere ahead of him through the giant ferns. Ollie was walking alone, was bit unusual for a summer afternoon. He was walking to the Fern Valley, which was a little unusual too. The reason why Papa Trick's walking stick. I didn't know exactly why I left it, Papa Trick said at breakfast, sounding like he did not entirely sure. By the flat rock near the creek, the old camping spot, the one with the shape entirely like a boot, the boot rat, Mama Trick said with a voice Bunchy said when she was being patient. The boot rock, Papa Trix confirmed. He had hurt his knee digging in the garden, and he really needed the walking stick. Mama Trix had her hands full because Tilly decided today was the day she's going to make fern pancakes entirely by herself. There was batter on the ceiling, so Ollie had his canteen and his exploring journal and a clear air. Find the stick, bring it home. The path through the fern forest was one of the Ollie's favorite places in the world. The ferns like their glue, taller than Papa Trix, taller than even Mr. Baranto, and this walking between them was like walking through a cool green tunnel that flickered with light. Sunlight came down with the shifting patches whenever a breeze moved through, the whole forest whispered, and Ollie walked slowly on purpose. Slow walking was better for noticing things. He noticed a dragonfly with wings that crinkled, grass hovering above a shallow pool. He noticed a messy log, a mossy log that passed by every time a new hole set of mushrooms since his last walk. It's pale and just one that's curled like a tiny ears. He stopped and drew them in his exploring journal. He wrote underneath mushrooms on the ear log, summer. Then he went on. Fern Valley was up ahead of him, like a room after a long hallway, the wide, gentle valleys, the hill rising on the green of the either side. On the either side, the silver curve of Cretaceous Creek catching the afternoon light. The ferns were there, enormous, walking through the fern valley, and valley always felt like arriving somewhere. Ollie found the boot rock without much trouble. It was just like he remembered it, flat and wide-shaped. If you tilted its head the right way, a boot would, like a boot with a very rounded toe. The grass around it was soft and still, the kind that made no one had been there for a while. And there, leaning against a boot rock, was Papa Trick's walking stick, a smooth, thick branch with comfortable knob at the top, one shiny for years of use. Ollie picked it up, got it. He turned back into the path. That's when I heard it. Jeep. Ollie stopped walking. He turned slowly because when you hear that turn in the Fern Valley, you slowly move on. Principe. Slowly movements didn't startle things. The fern in front of him was enormous, taller than he was. It was fronds spreading a wide layered curtain of green. At the base of one of those fronds, barely invisible in the shadow, it was a very small shape. Very small. About the size of one of Spike's dinner plates. Round, bright eyes and a tiny feathered body. Brownish gold with a quick tail that head up straight like a red flag. I come on the thought this. The smallest one. Ollie was sure of it. He could tell because this is one of the slightly crooked front toe. With the left foot, it had a tiny hook at the end. And Ollie had seen that toe before in the middle of the night. By the light of the dying campfire when this exact small creature held out a marshmallow and cheeped, "Hey!" Ollie said softly, "you." The small Kloposaurus looked at him. He was extraordinarily alert. the alert, kind of noticing you missed something. Cheep, it said. I remember you. You shared a marshmallow with me. Cheep, cheep. The Clomphosaurus glanced to the sideways of the ferns. There was somewhere then. It looked back at Ollie. Ollie crouched down so he could get a closer eye level to see you, but I've got to get home. Papa Chick's stick. The Clomphosaurus looked at the stick, then at Ollie, then the stick. Yes, the hole in red. A stick. Ollie stood up. Take care of yourself, he said, walking a path behind him, a soft pad, 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 with a very light feet on the pad. Ollie stopped. He turned around. The Clomphosaurus stopped too. It sat on its heels, looked over him with a complete calm. If passing in the middle of the walk was entirely normal behavior. No, Ollie said gently, you have to go back to your family. Cheep, said the Clomphosaurus. It did not move. Your family is right there in the ferns. The Clomphosaurus glanced at the ferns, looked back at Ollie, did not move. Ollie thought for a moment. He had a marshmallow in his pack, and he brought it along because sometimes long walks deserved a snack. He pulled it out and held it to the Clomphosaurus level and said, and he hoped in a very convincing voice, here, a going-away present, a very good marshmallow. You eat this, and then you go back to your family. We both have a very nice day, deal? The Clomphosaurus looked at the marshmallow, and it walked forward and took the marshmallow. It was very delicate. Ollie fingers with its tiny clawed hands, and it ate it in four small bites, tail wagging the whole time. Good, Ollie said. Great, goodbye. He turned, started walking, made six steps, pad, pad. He turned around again. The Clomphosaurus was right behind him, looking. His tiny face was still wagging. Ollie stared at it and stared back. It was a bribe. Ollie said, you were supposed to leave. Cheep. No, that means yes. Cheep, cheep. Ollie tried something. He walked faster at a good brisk, a triclops pace, and that kind of shovel covered the ground. The Clomphosaurus fell behind for about three steps, and then it simply shifted back a gear. Its tiny legs became a blur. It shot past Ollie and spun around in front of him. He sat back on his heels, tail raised, looking pleased with itself. It did even not try that hard. Ollie stopped walking. He looked at the small friend with feathered creature in front of him, sitting in a patch of dappled sunlight with a marshmallow on its chin and crooked toe, comfortably against the dirt. You are the fastest small thing I ever seen, Ollie said. The Clomphosaurus cheeped once, which sounded, Ollie, I thought, okay, Ollie said. He started walking again, slower this time. But what you walk given to something. I have no idea what Mama's gonna say. The Clomphosaurus walked beside him with a light, quick and light, perfectly counted small shape at Ollie's left hoof. Front hoof. And they headed home through a fern forest together. Mama Trix was on the porch when Ollie came up the path and saw Papa Trix walking stick right away. She came, called back through the door. He found it. The stick is here. Then she looked at Ollie's feet. Her inspection changed. Ollie, she says carefully, what is that? A Clomphosaurus. I can see that. Why is it at your feet? It followed me home. Patrick appeared in the doorway, still carefully on his knee. He looked at the Clomphosaurus. The Clomphosaurus looked at Papa Trix. Then I tried to set it back, Ollie said. I even tried running. Papa Trix's mouth twitched. How'd that work? It lapped me. Papa Trix, a real one, had to put one hand against the doorframe. And then somewhere yelled the house, very enthusiastic, small hoof. The floor with a voice yelling, Ollie home, and Tilly came barreling through the door. The door with batter on her ears and her frill blazing pink with excitement. She stopped on the porch and looked down. Saurus, she screeched with an absolute delight. She lunged. The Clomphosaurus moved so fast, it was almost invisible. One moment, it was at Ollie's feet, and the next, it was 8 feet away on the path. It was having somewhere gone up, over, and without touching it. It stood there, every feather standing straight up on his head, eyes wide and staring at Tilly with the expression of someone who had survived something. Tilly blinked. "Sora's go fast," she said. "Very fast," Ollie agreed. "Sora's scared?" "A little." Tilly sat down on the porch and put her hoofs in a lap and look at the Clomposaurus with patient, serious eyes, the same way she looked at Big the Frog. "Okay," she said very quietly. "Tilly, wait." The Clomposaurus looked at her with conscious distance. Fellow, its feathers slowly settled. Mama Trix brought Ollie and Papa Trix inside while Tilly sat perfectly on the porch step, watching. "He's a wild animal," Papa Trix said, not unkindly. "I know," Ollie said. "He's not a toy. I know. He eats insects and small things, not fern pancakes. I'll figure it out." Papa Trix looked at him with quiet, steady look. Wild animals don't usually follow you home and refuse to leave, not unless they decided something. Richard glanced at the porch through the window. Clomposaurus had moved a tiny degree, about 3 feet closer to Tilly. "He stays," Mama Trix said. "He has to stay because if you take care of him, he's not mine to look after, he's yours," Ollie said. Hesitation. Mama Trix nodded. Once the nod meant something was settled. They went back out to the porch. The Clomposaurus was not close enough that Tilly could reach it out and touch it. But she wasn't reaching. She was just sitting still and quiet. And the animal creature and small creature was watching with those alert, bright everything notices. As Ollie came through the door, the Clomposaurus turned and looked at him, then walked over and sat right next to his left front hoof, exactly where he had been on the path, like he was just been waiting for him to come back. Tilly let out a slow breathe. "Sora's like me, Ollie," she said. "Seems like it. Sora's smart, Sora's." Ollie looked down at the small feathered shape beside his foot, a crooked front toe, the quick tail, the eyes missed nothing, and he had gone to the Fern Valley with a walking stick and came home with something he haven't been looking for at all, something that simply refused to leave. He thought about what to call. The Clomposaurus was holding in one tiny claw a twig, just as small a draw one. Must have picked it up on the path, turning over its queen. "Twig!" very loudly, and clapped her feet, hoofs together, which caused Twig to shoot briefly into the air and land on 2 feet further. Then Tilly covered her mouth and both hooves and whispered, "Sorry, Twig," in a hushed, earnest voice. Twig looked at her, his feathers settled. He walked back over to Ollie's feet. That night, Ollie set a small bed for a Twig in the corner of his room. It was folded leaves, a large, soft brown fern back at the gate. He pushed the corner where the floor was warm and the stones underneath. He set small clay from his dish of the creek just beside it. Twig investigated the leaf bed for a while, nudging it with his nose, stepping on it. Off and on it again, turning it in a quick circle. Then he stepped onto the center of it, turning once more. Pulled his leg under. Then he settled down, tucking his beak under one small wing. From his own bed, Ollie watched the small shape in the corner. Twig had from a good family. A mama, a papa, 4 babies with careful eyes and good manners. His family was somewhere in the Fern Valley, healthy and together, and Twig had walked away from all that, down a sunlit path and onto a house not very enthusiastic. Tilly could explode through the doorway any moment, and he had chosen it. Nobody had asked him to. Some friendships start with planning the list, showing up the creatures at 9. Some started with a cheep in the shadows of the fern. Small creatures refused to be sent home. The best ones, maybe, were the ones that just found you, made a small sound in his sleep, one soft chirp, and was quiet. Ollie pulled his leaf blanket and closed his eyes. "Good night, Twig," he said from the corner, very quietly, not quiet, awake, cheap. Clomposaurus was one of the smallest dinosaurs that ever lived, about the size of a large chicken, and maybe as big as a small dog if it stretched out, and it weighed no more than a bag of potatoes. have found Clumpsaurus's fossils, so what is now France and Germany, right in the middle of what used to be the continent of Europe, and much of the lands was warm and shallow and dotted islands with Clumpsaurus and ran on two legs, was incredibly fast for its size. It very sharp and ate small lizards and insects, which meant it had to be quick and clever to catch its prey. For a long time, it thought to be the smallest dinosaur ever discovered. And even now, it's one of the most famous of the small ones. Scientists have also may have had simple feathers, which would have made like it was very, very very fast, very curious little birds. Small dinosaurs like Clumpsaurus reminded us being tiny does not mean big or ordinary. They are sharp, swift, and Ollie just found out they could also be remarkably stubborn, wonderful. Thanks for listening. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. Find more podcasts under the Kind Brook Studios Podcast Network.